probably could have won.
Are you seeing things in these wins that give you some confidence that the team can move forward and continue to try and climb?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I think we've been playing better. Still think we can play better than what we've been playing, and it's a matter of praying that every day, every night, and try to improve, not get satisfied. You know, there's no. Nobody really should be happy here. You know, we're 500. Play 500 hockey, you ended up 82 points. So most likely you're not going to make the playoffs. So if you look at that way, you know, it's a good thing we got back in 500. We were able to make that step. But, you know, we got to move forward now. That's the biggest thing. We got to find a way to get 2 points on Friday and go from there. That's the only thing we have to worry about now. What we're going to do tomorrow night to be good. And we need to do those little things to what you need to do to get a win. And, you know, but that's the only thing we got to worry about now.
When you look around the room, do you feel like the guys are starting to understand what it takes to be the kind of a team that you need to have to be successful?
Yeah, but you know, at the same time, you will think that you should have that in a day one in the training camp. But at the same time, you know, it's, you know, every team goes, they have their high points and low points in their season. You know, hopefully our low points in our season, it's behind of us, and we can move forward. And that's a good thing about this sport, is that you're good as your last game or last practice. So, you know, and then it's behind of you, and then there's a new challenge. So, you know, we can't get too ahead of ourselves, and can't worry about the games or first 20 games the way how we've been playing. You know, you try to take positives out, and like I say, you know, it's you gotta just focus on tomorrow night and try to get 2 points.
How important is fixing that power play to improving the success of this team?
Well, it's a big part of the game. You need to have a good power play to win games. There's not many games score on, not many goals score on 5-on-5 anymore. It goes hand to hand. If you look at the top teams in the standings, they most likely in the top in their specialty teams as well, you know. So, you know, that's the one area we need to get better. That's for sure.
You mentioned not getting satisfied after 3 wins. Would it be fair to say that's been an issue with this team in the past?
You know, I don't really want to look what's been done here in the past. Past is past. You know, I only been here less than a year now playing, you know, but
satisfaction.
You gotta have a mind, your mindset has to be day by day. That's the only way to play in this league, I think, and that's the only way to win as a team as well, you know. I'm a big believer that, you know, whatever happens in the past, you learn from it, you move forward, you analyze it, and you look back and, okay, there is this and this I could have done better last game, and that's it. You put that behind, learn from it, and, you know, we should have a right mindset going into tomorrow's game, no matter what our record is or what other team's record is, because end of the day, you have to just control what you can control as a player, and you put your best foot forward every time you step on the ice, and you pay attention to the detail, you focus on your next shift, and you know, that way you end up being like a machine that keeps rolling shift after shift and game after game, and that's what we try to do here. And it's a good team we play against tomorrow. You know, they won games too. They've been 3 or 4 games in a row they've been winning. So it's a big challenge every night. And it's not any easier.
Confidence.